I am a man who is capable of many things, and in the year of my sixth year of life, in fact, there was no exception. I was the one boy on the playground who was able to shimmy up to the top of the playset. I could handle the monkey bars. I was capable of kicking some serious booty on the four square court. I could handle myself. And so, when I laid eyes on this fine woman, Michelle Becker, an older woman who was in the second grade, my, she was fine. I set my sights upon her, and I decided I would make my move. I waited until she could go nowhere, for she was in the lunch line, and she was in the middle, and you do not move from that section lest ye be behind everyone else. So I approach her ever so suavely. And I'm like, hey girl, how's it going? And I'm modeling my legs in my Magnum PIs and my bright white thighs. And I say, yo girl, what's up? But then I realize the time is spring. Spring has sprung. And there is tree pollen in the air and in my nostrils. This primes a reaction from said nostrils that is most displeasing. For a sneeze came upon me, and in this fit, the mucus from my nasal passages came forth all the way down to my wonderful porcelain exposed kneecaps. And then it hung from my proboscis, full length. The game was forfeit, and Sylvia, the lunch lady, brought over her tissue and scooped forth this mucus and disposed of it, thus saving me from complete and total shame. But let this be an example. No matter how cool you think you are, no matter how awesome you think you are at handling those monkey bars and that playset, the universe and tree semen will always put you in your place.